Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
This is very loud.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, Mum's starting a podcast while she's chewing nuts.
Sorry. My next question will be,
who's nuts? Oh, we'll start
Who's nuts?
I don't do a D's nuts to my mother.
Why is she exempt?
I do not D's nuts to my mother. Stop. We haven't started yet. Name.
Hi, I'm Kelly.
Hi, I'm Jack.
Good morning, I'm Sharon.
And I'm the boss, Ozzy.
All right, we're all here, all four of us. Mom, are you good? You got the nuts out of your mouth?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Okay, who's the fucked up one now?
Are we going to do this? Are we going to be like two kids in a playground again?
Hey, listen, don't get me started on D's nuts with you.
Oh, for fuck's sake, come on. Crazy.
Hey, but that's how it goes.
I need to go to a happier place.
I feel romantic.
Shut up, Ozzy.
Just go to bed, darling.
All right, change the subject.
How is everyone doing?
I'm all right. I'm fine.
What's you wanna fill everyone in? What's going on tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow I have my final surgery on my neck, which it is going to be the final surgery because I can't do it anymore. I mean, regardless of the way it ends up after tomorrow, it's it. I'm not going to do it anymore. I can't.
Mm. How are you? How are you feeling about the surgery?
It's all right. I had that much surgery in the last few hours. It's just like going to have a fucking haircut now, you know?
Just a spine cut.
Yeah.
But, you know, it sounds more, I mean, my saying that it's probably the worst one, you know. But I have improved somewhat, I think. I was just saying to you, my feet feel like I've got bricks tight, you know, when I'm walking. I walked upstairs today and downstairs for the first time in a while. And my feet feel like they've got diving boots on when I'm walking.
Is that normal for this kind of spinal injury?
I think
injury?
It's the nerves. The nerves down when I did my spining down to my feet, it's not all fucked up. I was thinking maybe I just need to get off my ass and walk around the block a few times.
Yeah, I mean, it can't hurt.
The paps wait to ambush me everywhere, and there's always some precarious. Whenever I take a photo, where I'm like, oh, my mouth's half open, or I'm bent over, and it's like Ozzy's on his last legs. I'm far from being on my last legs.
Well, that's good. That's what we hope
for. I always think that's so ageist and insulting and rude. And
yeah, but all, it's like the truth behind Sharon's, you know. I mean, fuck off.
Mom's why like, are you the bringing, truth behind...
Why are you bringing me into this?
I mean, the other day, Sharon has cursed off cosmetic surgery forever.
Lies.
Wait. You're on like a. I thought you had like a 2 or 3 year like tune up. It's like a car. Every 5,000 miles, Mom goes in for a tune up.
That's right. Everybody needs it.
Okay. Does everybody need it?
Yep.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Look, I do not want one of those necks in which you can flick. That will never happen.
Well, have you guys seen that they? They think in the next like 5 years they're going to be able to completely halt aging.
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
Oh, it's too late for me. I'll be fucking 75.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be great to be 75 for like another 75 years?
No,
no,
no.
No. I mean, I was saying to your mum yesterday. I used to worry about my life ending far more when I was younger than I do now. I don't know why, because I know it's going to end.
Well, listen. Everyone's journey comes to an end at some point.
But it's funny. I still think like I'm a young guy. But in the respect of, I go, oh, it's someone who's 83, and I go, fuck you know.
I just went to fucking Willie Nelson's 90th birthday celebration.
That's what I'm saying. It's only like 17 years away from me.
Yeah, but he's...
But I'm saying, when I go, like, I hear on the news, a guy died or somebody died at the age of 80, I go, fuck, you know, that's old. And I go, I stop and think, and I go, well, I'm actually 40 this year, 74 this year, 6 years older than me.
Yeah.
Which is, when poor old Jeff Beck died, 79.
Yeah. It's.
So, but yeah, I don't think about my own age.
Well, you shouldn't. I think that's a huge, when people spend too much time thinking about their age, it kind of becomes their age.
The essence of what I'm saying is, I tend not to hold on to worry so much anymore.
Yeah.
So.
Which is good. Very good.
Yeah, I mean, both of you are like, well, I'm guilty too. I love a good worry. A good stress, embodiment of stress.
But don't you think society is built to keep you on the edge of your seat?
Well, yeah, it's just, that's what I think keeps people...
Fear-mongering.
I mean, yeah. the crime in this town... Since the pandemic, it's gone fucking insane here.
Mm-hmm.
People don't give a fuck.
It's the same everywhere. Not as bad as here because everyone has guns.
I was saying to Mum recently, we used to go to Beverly Hills for a day out. You know, it was like nobody was around. There was all kinds of different. There was like proper shops, grocery shops. Not so many supermarkets.
Can you believe that there was a butcher and a fishmonger in Beverly Hills?
Oh, really?
In the middle of Gucci and Prada.
What, you could go get like, you know, some haddock?
Yeah.
It was like a provincial town, that's all it was. And it was quiet and it was, you didn't have to have a fucking armed guard everywhere.
I think the golden era has come and gone, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, but it has everywhere.
You know what's weird? Like I can remember, I was telling Pearl this the other day. I can remember being young, like probably, you know, early 20s, maybe late teens. You know, I'd be out late walking up and down, you know, Hollywood Boulevard or Sunset Strip or whatever. And, you know, I told Paul, I was like, when I was, you know, younger, it was a totally safe place to walk around at night.
Oh, my God. We'd be out on the strip at 3 a.m.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And everybody was friendly.
Yeah.
You said that like it's so normal for like kids to be out with their mother at 3 a.m. on Sunset Strip. That was normal for us, but not for like...
Yeah, this is true. Mom, you were just covering the coronation in England.
I was, and it was...
Do you know... The coronation... I thought there was way too much... It didn't work for me.
Why?
Because, I mean, I'm so used to having the Queen.
Yeah, it doesn't, I will say, it's definitely, it just feels different, like seeing him, I don't know, it just feels weird. You're kind of like...
I know, but he's a really good guy.
He's a lovely
man.
And
he does so much for the country, Jack.
No, but he's a traditionalist. What's the thing when they don't like to do modern buildings?
No, he was against knocking down old buildings, especially buildings of interest and certain dates that they were built.
Yeah.
And he was totally against it. And people used to laugh at him and put up an ugly modern office building. And he was the same with organic farming. He was the same with the environment. This is 50 years ago. And people would go, oh, he's a geek. Mm. Now look at the world.
And the climate. He was talking about the climate for years.
So wait, how was the, what did you think of the coronation?
I liked it because it was traditional going back hundreds of years. Mm-hmm. And it's what they did. They've done it for hundreds of years and the pomp and everything that went with it was spectacular. I mean, they had 7,000 military there. They had the Navy, the Air Force, I mean, everything. And they were all amazing. It was precision. It was perfect timing. I mean, when you think of all those horses and when the musicians on the horses are banging those drums and playing all this stuff, the horses never move. They're smooth as anything.
Because they'd get fucking cattle prodded if they did.
Probably, but they were just fantastic. And everything about it was just you know, so well choreographed, and it was just amazing.
Mm.
You don't see that in any other country.
Yeah.
It's falling over your eyes. Oh, shut up. Not talking to you.
Well, what did...
You're screaming at me.
You're always fixing me.
Oh, shh.
We're having a domestic.
Yeah.
Kelly, what have you been up to?
I just got done filming a show for two different shows for the Fox Network. And one was a Christmas special, which felt really weird to do that already.
Mm.
And the other one was Beat Shazam, which is a really, really awesome, fun game show.
Is that America or...?
It's an American show, yes.
It's Jamie Foxx's show.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, God.
Jamie Foxx is an actor.
You know who Jamie Foxx is.
You've seen him in like 9 million movies.
He played Ray. You said you met him and he's a lovely bloke.
He played Ray.
He's a very nice man.
He is. So what is the concept of the show? What is it you do?
Okay, so the concept of the show is to try and beat Shazam. And Shazam has millions of songs that it can tell you what it is in under 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, you're in teams of two. And there's three teams that start, and you compete with each other to see who can get the song correct the fastest.
I'd be fucking terrible.
Oh
my
god, 2 seconds.
You have no. There was somebody that got one of Dad's songs in less than a second.
You have to have a certain mind for that.
Jack, it gets you. You get so anxious when you're watching it, and you get sweaty because you watch these people potentially win so much money, and it can change their lives, and it's insane.
I would just shit myself and go home.
That would change your life.
But it was really an honor and a really awesome experience.
Was Jamie Foxx there?
No, I was filling in for him and his daughter with Nick Cannon.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And he was great to work with.
Here's the question. Are you now pregnant with one of Nick Cannon's babies?
Oh, no, shut up.
He's got 9 billion kids. He shakes a woman's hand and she gets pregnant.
I am sorry, Nick.
I think he shakes more than a woman's hand and she gets pregnant.
Mum's also pregnant with one of his kids.
I know I am.
Did you ask Nick Cannon about his babies?
I didn't ask the kind of questions that you think I asked. Well, I asked him, like, about...
Is the family good?
You know, yes, sure they're still as bad as they were when they were two.
No, you know who's fucking worse, though? You.
We're not arguing. I'm just curious. I, as a father of four kids, would love to have a conversation with him to be like, how the fuck... Like, explain this to me. How do you, like, handle 4,000 kids?
4,000?
No, he's got... How many?
I think it's 12.
12 kids, and they're all under the age of like 13.
I'll pick and remember birthdays.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, if I could have 12 kids, I would.
No.
I just can't.
I would.
Yeah, I'd have a shit ton.
You need a lot of money.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think I could. I don't know if I could ever make enough money for that, especially having kids in LA.
Yeah.
I mean, LA's a better place to rear kids in LA as well.
Mm.
Did Dad say there's better places for you to rear your kids, I suppose?
Yeah.
That's what he said. Okay, yeah. I'm just making sure.
Did you guys worry about raising us in LA?
Well, the reason why we came to LA was because of the dyslexic schools. That's why we came to LA in the first place. Because in England, you got to go to fucking Somerset or something to go to dyslexic
school. There was one school for dyslexia in England, and it was like...
Yeah, it was a boarding school in Somerset. Yeah.
It was just, you know, the situation that there were so many schools here to choose from that dealt with dyslexia for you guys. And so it was, you know, not an option.
So instead of the short bus, you put us on the short aeroplane to LA.
No, yeah. LA, it's got all schools for every disability.
But as you just said, Jack, when you were growing up here, it was safe.
Yeah, it was much
safer. Well, it wasn't safe. It was a lot safer.
Yeah, this is true. All right, let's talk Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a product for men. Basically, it's a male enhancement product. Similar to Viagra or Cialis or Levitra. The best part about it, though, is that you don't have to have an awkward conversation with a pharmacist or a doctor to get it. You go online to BlueChew.com. You fill out the questionnaire. Maybe there's some follow-up questions from a medical professional on the other side of the Blue Chew world. Blue Chew will then send you whatever it is you order. These little guys, they come in a super discreet packet. It was like a brown envelope. nothing on it. I only knew it was Blue Chew because I had to like really go like, wait a minute, what did I order? You open it up. It's these sexy little packets. It's really cool, actually. So discreet. So sleek. You can take them at any time in the day, day or night, whether you want to just, you know, if you want to have a pregame before you go out, or if you're just in the mood right then and there. It works. The stuff is awesome. I used it on my my wedding night, if you will, you know, just to kind of keep me in the fight. You know, I'm getting older these days. So if you want to get your Blue Chew on, please go to bluechew.com, fill out the questionnaire, and we will cover your first month free. As long as you use the promo code 666. The only thing you got to do is pay a $5 shipping. So remember, use the promo code 666 at the checkout after you filled out your questionnaire, all that, and the first month is free. Get stuck in, fellas. Make sure you visit bluechew.com for information on all the safety stuff to go with it. And we want to thank Blue Chew for being a hardened and loyal sponsor of the Osborne's podcast. All right, should we dive into kind of what the theme of this?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so I think we're going to dive into cults and crime for this podcast.
Cults and crime.
Cults and crime. Have you guys ever been invited into a cult?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so this
I find that really hard to believe.
Well, this is actually my favorite. This is perfect because this is exactly what I wanted to talk about. So on the internet, conspiracy theorists are always talking about, you know, especially like Alex Jones. He's like, oh, there's sex cults in LA. He's always going on about like satanic sex cults and how Hollywood is just rampant with satanic sex cults. Have you ever been invited to a satanic sex cult?
Never.
Okay, so exactly my point. You would think, right, if LA was rife.
They'd have me doing a gig.
Yeah, you would be at least the spokesperson for one of them.
But
why aren't you the Tom
Cruise?
In the
early days of Black Sabbath, when we saw on Black Sabbath, we used to just think it was like bullshit, you know, Hollywood, you know, just, it wasn't real.
What, with like the Satanism,
you know,
stuff?
We just thought it was like a fucking thing in the movies. But then we started to get invites to black magic ceremonies in cemeteries.
Was this during like the Anton LaVey days?
Before, around that time.
Okay. But like post kind of Sabbath, you've never, have you ever seen anything that made you be like, oh, this is a bit mystical?
No.
See, that's exactly my point. Like everyone always thinks like there's weird satanic sex cults in LA, and I've never fucking seen one. Have you, Kelly?
I've never even been invited to a sex party, let alone a satanic one.
Mm. Yeah. Mom, how about you?
Mom's been invited to all the sex parties.
She got married to me.
That was the satanic sex party right there.
No, only one sex party. And that was...
What? We're definitely cutting that fucking thing out. Yes, let's not do that, please.
Okay.
now you've been cancelled from it. No, but honestly, like as a music manager managing bands in LA, and you are a more probably out of all of us on this, you know, been more social over the last few years, and you know you've always gone to events. Have you ever come across anything that made you go, "What the fuck is this all about?"
No, because. Because I think people like that go for vulnerable people, and they know that I would, same way as nobody ever asked me out because they were scared of me. Mm. And the thing is, it's like I would, they know somebody like me who doesn't stand in the corner at some reception and, you know, you look fearful and vulnerable. They just stay away from it because it is for vulnerable people who are looking for something in their life.
But don't you think they use a sex cult thing as an excuse, the satanic thing as an excuse to fuck around?
Oh, there was that, there was that one sex cult here.
Nexium.
Where they used to
brand
women.
Yeah, and then they were like, oh no, it's a magical, powerful symbol, but the brand was his fucking name.
Initials,
Yeah, and he'd like just made the letters into like a shape.
Now, tell me about those girls. What was going on with those girls?
Oh, here's the funny thing about like the Nexium cult. Oh, I actually... I got, oh my God, I'm just remembering this. I got fucking like coerced into a cult once.
What do you mean into a cult?
Like they basically, so I'm not going to say who, because I'm very good friends with this couple.
Oh no,
but,
they are.
No, you don't. But they participated in this cult called Worldworks. And it's a full-on fucking cult, but it masks itself as like, oh no, we're doing like, we just teach you how to be a better person, and it does all this shit, and it's like, hey, you pay for this, and like the fucking the shit that they you had to like do to like level up was like insane. Like the person I knew had to pretend to be disabled and in a wheelchair, begging for money, and then. After they
you mean they acted out?
Yes, they had to pretend. So they were in a, they got a wheelchair. They begged for money, and then when they would receive money, they would have to get up and go back and give the money back and be like, "Oh, I'm just like I was lying to you." And it was like this whole thing to kind of break you down, I guess. I don't know, but anyway, when they first got into it, they're like, "Oh, it's amazing! You got to sign up." So I was like, "Okay, this seems like kind of a cool thing," because when they sold it to me, it was like, "Oh, this is like a kind of an interesting thing." But then. I could never go to like the training and they just constantly called and called and called and from different phone numbers. And then somehow they got my house number and it was like fucking insane. And then like eventually I was like, I went online and I was like looking up this thing and I'm like, wait, this is a full blown fucking cult.
You know, the original Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
They had a guy, always a bottleneck guitar player, and they were touring with Sabbath. And we had a break on the tour. And this bottleneck guitar just disappeared and he just fucking couldn't find him. And they eventually found him three or four weeks later. He was in his religious fucking thing. And he was like in rags and all.
Is he still there?
I don't know. I never know what happened to him.
It's crazy. Yeah, California has an insane amount of cults, apparently.
I can believe it.
Didn't that guy from... Waco to start in LA.
Yes, he did, and I just found that out recently. What's his name? It was
They say he was Jesus?
David Koresh.
Yeah.
Did he claim to be
Jesus? Have you watched that thing on HBO on the film channel, the aftermath of Waco?
I watched the documentary about it. And I haven't.
It's kind of confusing, you know.
It's really fucked what happened there.
Like, but the feds completely cocked it up.
You think? Like, guns ablazing, like,
but
fucking...
they didn't realize they were going to have... I thought they were going to go bang, 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 like, and all that.
The FBI called the news, and they were like, we're going to go raid a cult in Waco, Texas, so if you want to get some good footage, come film. And they did it. They did that because they had such bad press after Ruby Ridge, which was, like, 4 months earlier. And Ruby Ridge is when they...
But
when
then
they,
the Oklahoma bombing come but, from the, what happened in Waco.
But wait, hold on. So they tell the news. So the news are waiting out by the compound and the mailman comes driving up the street and is like, hey, what's you guys doing? And they were like, oh, they're going to raid the, you know, the news look at him and were like, oh, we're just waiting here because the feds are about to raid and the cult that live there. The fucking mailman was a member of the cult. So he turns his mail truck around and is like... Hey, we're about to get raided.
Do you think there was an accident that he was went up in place?
There's so much hearsay, and like, yeah, there is the recording where you hear.
I can remember where we were when that was going down.
The Palisades.
I was lying in bed. It was quite a nice house.
That was a great house.
When I used to do my acrobats on the front of the car.
That was your
spread eagling.
That was your overall phase.
No, it was also the phase of the red silk shirt.
Mm.
And no, that was
the white
Daddy's
suit,
wedding.
Be gone.
Yeah, the white silk suit with the red shirt.
Be gone.
And the limo with the cowboy boots going to Lowry's, but that never actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a threat.
Yeah, the Waco thing was wild.
But why did they have guns if they were a religious group?
Because the end was coming.
Yeah, but also They were ordering fucking military grade like grenades and all that shit.
Oh yeah, they had some shit.
You can just order a grenade.
No.
They had grenades. But and the guy I think somebody went and they said we need to see if your guns are fully automatic or whatever. Mm. And there was a box of fucking grenades next to him and they go, like, what the fuck? So he got out and says, you gotta go and check this fucking like there's a fully automatic.
But not only was it a religious cult, he was having sex with all the women.
Yeah,
but,
and all like the young women too, apparently. Yeah, well, why does it always go there? Why is it always like some fucking dork is like...
But you know he wanted to be a rock and roller before, you see?
He did, yeah, because he recruited, I guess he recruited some people at a guitar center on fucking Hollywood Boulevard.
But Charles Manson was the same.
Yeah, yeah. And also same with Jonestown, Jonestown guy. He was also a musician. Wait, hold on a second here. We're onto something. Dad, now's the time to tell us.
No,
are you a leader of a satanic sex cult? You can just tell us.
Can I just say, I think it's a bit insulting that we haven't been asked.
I think so. I think
it's really insulting. If such things do exist, I think it's so insulting.
Don't worry, after this podcast and you sign that, you're going to get a fucking invite.
There was a certain side of me that was a little bit offended when Harvey Weinstein, I was the only female in the Harvey Weinstein production that didn't get harassed.
It's because he knew Mum.
No, yeah. True. But I also think that what Mum was saying is right, that they don't go for weak.
They only go for weak women.
Yeah.
Well, I watched a program one time on the TV and they're going to these small provincial towns around shopping malls and they'll just pick on people.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain things I look for, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like licking windows and cross-eyed.
Oh, no, licking cameras. Wasn't that guy licking a camera?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah.
The guy that was fucking licking his neighbor's camera for like 2.5 hours.
Why?
No, it was the doorbell.
Yeah, it was the doorbell.
Why? Doorbell. Was he on drugs?
Yes. Some fucking neighbor goes over to this house and it's the craziest video I've seen. He goes to the Ring doorbell camera and basically is licking it for like 2 hours and like getting off on it.
Okay, getting off on it. Do you remember the Pikey?
The Pikey, what, the bar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The guy was arrested. His wife came home and he was masturbating on the cat while he was strangling it.
What?
The owner of the Pikey in Hollywood.
Yes.
Is this factual?
Masturbating the cat.
Hold on,
I'm looking that up. He was strangling the cat.
He just wanted a bit of pussy.
It's revolting. Now talk about.
Do you want to hear something really sick? Speaking of cats, Mom's fucking cat keeps coming into my bedroom and pissing and shitting on my bath mat.
Wait, hold on. We're talking about the Pikey strangling a cat right now, not a cat shitting.
I'm just saying, while we're on the topic.
Chef Cohen of a Hollywood hotspot. No. Oh, no. Yeah, it's horses. It's not the Pikey. Or did he also own the Pikey? This is the guy that killed the cat.
Yes.
But he was also beaten off on the cat.
Yes.
Did you make that up, Mom?
No.
Hold on. Let's look this up real quick. A chef at a Hollywood hotspot, horses, has been granted a restraining order against her husband and restaurant partner after she accused him of physically, emotionally, and financially abuse over the last decade, detailing incidents where he alleged torture and killed up to 14 animals. Oh my God. This guy is like the fucking Dharma of
animals.
But did he also own the Pikey?
What's the Pikey?
I don't know where I got the Pikey from. I don't know.
So let the record state that it is not the owner of the Pikey. It is an owner and restaurateur.
What are you just put
from
man?
A place called Horses. But wait, it doesn't say here that he was beaten off on the cat, just that he killed
him. Yeah, where did we hear this information from? I trust the source.
Oh, wait, hold on. No, it's right. It was previously a Hollywood favorite. Okay, hold on. The address, okay, it used to be the Pikey. Before that, it was, for 7 decades, it was Ye Coaches and Horses, which drew like, okay. Okay, so yeah, you're kind of right.
I'm questioning the beating off on the cat part. That's the part that I'm like, Mom, I feel like you just put your Sharon Osbourne flair on it.
I'm not.
And
it
made the story.
That he was masturbating on the cat while strangling it.
Hannah, can we
How
confirm
can he
that?
Strangle a cat?
It is
How
true.
Thank okay. you.
Hannah just found it. It is true. He.
How can somebody masturbate and strangle a cat?
One hand on the cat, one hand on his willy.
On his willy.
What if he starts masturbating on the neck and strangling his dick?
It's revolting, isn't it?
Well, like I said, sometimes, you know, he was just getting some pussy.
How did we get here?
Wait, this
that's
sounds
some
like
real pussy.
This guy sounds like he's in a fucking sex cult. This is a sex cult.
He's in the pussy cult.
This is a satanic sex cult act.
It really disturbs me every time you say pussy. Please stop saying it.
Who? Me or dad?
Dad.
But what if he had? But what if his favorite Bond villain is Pussy Galore?
Meow.
Wow, that's a fucking crazy story,
isn't it?
What a psychopath. Okay.
Better than in the food.
That, you know what? That is a really, really good point.
What's in the what food?
Better do it on the cat than in the food.
No.
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, okay.
Oh, when I
so
saw
if
that...
someone, okay, hypothetical. If someone says to you, here, eat this bowl of pasta with spunk on it, or let this guy strangle a cat, what are you going to do?
I'd eat the...
You're lying.
Oh, I feel like strangle the fucking cat. I'm sorry.
Well, the cat's dead.
It'd be fucking like a cat massacre before I fucking ate the bowl of pasta.
What could possibly get people off by strangling a cat? Do you know what it is?
Some type.
It always leads. It always leads.
I really hate that you keep setting the stage for them to be complete fucking idiots.
Well, I'm not. I'm changing the subject. What did I just miss? Why are they laughing?
Oh, Mum.
What did I miss?
You're both ridiculous, immature, and children, and I hope that you both never see a pussy again in your lives.
What did I miss?
Mum, I'm getting you a chastity belt.
Oh, my God.
Oh, stop, stop. I'm fucking dying here.
Kelly, what was it?
It's nothing, Mum. Jack just made a stupid joke about a tight pussy, and...
Okay, let's move on.
You know what's great is your grandkids will listen to this one day.
It's disgusting. Move on.
So wait, what is the cat doing in your room?
Tiger Lily is coming into my bedroom nightly, going into my bathroom and pissing and shitting on my bath mat.
Have you thought about strangling her?
Or taking the bath mat away.
Or masturbating.
I hate you guys.
Wait, maybe that's why the guy did it.
He kept crapping on his fucking bath mat.
We figured it out.
Go on, next.
The same cat, if anybody out there knows why. Why do cats piss in sinks and down plug holes?
Because they're house trained.
My friend had a cat that he trained to use the toilet. He had, like, this whole setup for it, and, like, it
I
trained
like
the cat.
I feel like Tiger Lily, we could train to do
you
that.
Could totally.
I had a friend who had a cat, he trained it to masturbate.
But the cat would strangle him.
Moments like this is why I realize I'm dead inside.
Can we pivot real quick and get back onto some cults? Because I'm curious. Did any of you guys, either of you ever meet anyone from the Manson?
I was a strange house. I don't even know where.
Oh, I know. Okay. Dad first, and then I'll.
And these people sort of drifted in and said, I didn't even know what it was about. It was before the murder. And he goes, Charlie sent us. No, wait, what? I used to give him drugs.
Really? So yeah. they just rolled up?
Just come in, let's go. I went, Charlie sent us. Okay. And it's fucking weird. Weird, but people. Very odd. Like when you meet these people from different the cult people, they're like somewhere else, you know?
Yeah. Mom, did you meet any of the Manson crew?
We met them on the road show. On the road, you know, them people used to follow us around.
Yeah, but they weren't members of Charles Manson.
No,
I had dinner with Sharon Tate's sister, Deborah, and she gave me a lot of information, and it's insane to think that those murders are still having a direct effect so strongly on living families.
We had a song on one of my albums, Bloodbath in Paradise.
Is that what it was based on?
Yeah.
I knew someone whose family member was the warden of the prison that Charles Manson was at. And because he was the warden, like and it was Manson, so he would go and like chat with him a lot. And apparently Manson, anytime a camera turned on, would just start doing his like crazy thing. But when the cameras weren't on and when he was just kind of left, apparently he was just like really subdued and like normal. But he just played up the crazy.
There was a guy on the news, and he did some time in a jail, moving on. He went to a Manson jail. Then he was moved to another. And he's walking, and he's waiting for his food. And Charlie Manson jumped on him and said, "Hey, dude, do you know who I am?" And he goes, "No." Charlie Manson says, I'm on, people know more about me than Jesus fucking Christ. You know?
Years ago, when I got a weird story about who was the night stalker? Richard Ramirez. Yeah. So crazy fucking story. I went to Haiti during the earthquake, and I volunteered at Sean Penn's organization. And he was telling a story about how he'd got in trouble for like, he got arrested for something, Sean Penn did. And it was in like the 90s. I think he'd like punched a paparazzi or whatever. And back in the day, they had a jail where if you...
Oh, he was in the next cell. Oh,
yeah, right. And he was in the cell across from Richard Ramirez, because it was like essentially a private jail that you could pay to do your time in because it was safer, or if someone was like a high-risk prisoner.
He's the Night Stalker, right?
Richard Ramirez, yeah. Yeah. So Sean Penn was essentially across the hall from Richard Ramirez while Ramirez was on trial. And he said that Ramirez would like try and like talk to him, and he would just be like, "Yeah, whatever, like fuck you, like I don't want nothing to do with you."
Didn't he turn and say, "Don't fucking talk to me"?
Yeah, he basically said like, "Don't talk to me." And he said one night he was like in a cell, and they'd locked it down, so they'd shut all the lights off. And he said he looked over and Ramirez was looking at him, beating off.
Oh.
And Sean Penn goes, "I wasn't going to cower away from that motherfucker, so I just looked him straight in the eye and just kept looking at him."
And he went,
"Meow."
How fucking nuts is that, to just like basically stare down a serial killer?
Yeah, but did you see that interview with him?
Before, you know, you've probably stared down a serial killer before. They just haven't been caught.
This is true.
Did you see that interview with him? And he goes, "Everyone straight and around." But when they caught him, he was begging them to take him away.
Oh, yeah, because wasn't there like mob justice?
They were going to fucking lynch him.
It's fucking crazy. Yeah, like they like chased him down
but
the
he
street.
Was like, when he was captured, he was like, "I'm the evil one."
Is he the one that was like half Hispanic?
Yes.
Long black hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looked really evil.
Yeah, he was like a fucking psycho.
The one that got me was that fucking guy who was out there for fucking years.
My friend's wife actually got followed home by him.
By who?
By Richard Ramirez.
Really?
Yeah, was that guy, killed her. Jack, the other guy that used to go and rape him and murder him and whatever. They caught him from a DNA thing.
Golden Gate Killer.
The Golden Gate Killer, yes.
He was going for fucking years.
Yeah, yeah. And they got him from essentially 23andMe.
He was like...
They got the fucking Zodiac Killer. Did you hear about that?
I did hear about that.
Yeah, they found out who it was. The guy died in 2018, but they had a partial DNA sample, and they pinpointed it to this retired Air Force guy. And everything checks out, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that DNA thing... It's really interesting why they cut a Golden Gate guy. Everybody with these certain DNA, they narrow it down to it. It's very clever stuff.
Oh, it's wild. I've thought, like, you know, do I do the girl's DNA? Because you can, there's all like medical stuff that you can find out from it, which is really beneficial. Like, I know for me, like I'm at like a high risk for like glaucoma and like pancreatic cancer and like certain things, which I never would have known about. without doing it. And so there is an actual upside. But you've got
with these, I mean, I don't, you know what gets me? How did they know years ago to keep like DNA sample?
I think it, because it was kind of like on the cusp, you know, they knew it was coming.
They must have known something. Because I get like fucking DNA from 1955, you know.
Can I ask a cult-related question?
Yeah.
Would you consider the Illuminati a cult if said Illuminati does exist?
What's Illuminati cult?
How do I explain? Okay, so they say the Illuminati, there's been going on since the Crusades.
Essentially, yeah.
Since the Crusades, and it is...
A cabal of world leaders that determine how the world...
Oh, do you know what I've often said to you? Do the people that run the country really run the country? Or is there an invisible people that you never see?
Exactly, yeah.
Is that what you...
Yeah, that's essentially what the Illuminati, I think, right? It's kind of like...
But then there's like the whole TikTok theory of what Illuminati is.
Yeah,
but
and like everyone's always like, Jay-Z's in the Illuminati and all these like musicians. And you're like, you fucking are not. Like the people that pay Jay-Z are in the Illuminati. Yeah. Not
medication. I need to get medication.
Oh, we're talking about Illuminati, so Dad's like, oh, it's time for my medication. I have to leave.
Chuck, let me ask a question talking about when does somebody say, oh, yeah, it's a cult?
What is the classification of a... Let's look it up.
Is it always involved with religion?
And sex. It's all about sex.
Because I think people want answers. People want to know what's next, and they're terrified, really.
Oh, watch this one on TV. I don't know. Maybe you know what the cult was. It's a guy from LA who had... Oh, remember talking to us? Remember when we went to that place, Jack, you and I? And it was that guy with the three rooms.
Yeah, yes. Kelly set that up. Yeah. Sat Guru.
Do you know who he went to see him? Will Smith.
Hey, listen, he frisbeed that slap right out of his arm.
Yeah, but he could throw a fucking frisbee.
That guy could.
Oh my God, my hand hurts so bad. But I think that was one of our coolest moments.
Yeah,
it was so weird.
What about that church or whatever, the massive Buddha?
Yeah, the big statue he had in there, the busk.
He was fucking massive.
It was like the largest busk in the country.
It was giant.
McMinnville, I remember that. McMinnville, Tennessee.
There's more Bentleys than Rolls Royces hanging around there.
Was he Indian or Pakistani?
I think he was Indian.
Sikh.
Yeah, he was I'll tell you what, he's a lovely guy, and he was very insightful. I just worry, you know, beware of the gold-clad guru. But wait, before because we were talking about the Illuminati stuff. I mean...
What I was going to say is I've never really been invited to... what I would consider like a sex cult or satanic cult or anything like that. But I can certainly tell you I have been in some rich people crowds that are very culty.
Yeah.
Very, very culty, where you're like, this doesn't, like, you guys have more money than God, and I don't want to be around.
Yeah. It was alleged that in the 30s and 40s in Hollywood, it was run, so many sex cults were in Hollywood at that time.
Yeah. Well, you know, Malibu, one of the reasons Malibu became what it is was because it was far enough out of LA to where the sheriff or the police couldn't get out there at night. So during Prohibition, it was kind of like they would hang. They would drink, it was all about like underage sex and all that. So like Malibu's origins are the kind of Hollywood elite having this place that was 25 miles away from Hollywood that was, you know, where they could get up to all sorts of shenanigans. But to that point though, yeah, like I know what you're saying about some of the kind of the super, you know, some of the...
Where money is not an option. People where they can behave in any way they like, because that to me is worse.
I will say though, I experienced that more in London than I have in LA.
Really?
Yeah. There were some like things and people and crowds in London that I kind of found myself in that I was like...
A culty bit.
No, I wouldn't say culty. It's like the ultra super billionaire elite.
Oh, it's like when these people have the posses. It's like the same as...
What was the guy with Prince Andrew where they got all the kids?
Jeffrey Epstein. That's Epstein. What I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Is that I've certainly never heard about any sex cults in Hollywood. However, I have heard about Jeffrey Epstein for years prior to...
Yeah. You know who's the first person to tell me about Jeffrey Epstein?
That writer with Dad.
Yeah. It was Dad's writer who wrote, who ghost wrote his book. Mm-hmm. And he told me, because he was a writer for the LA Times.
Yes.
And he told me, and he goes, wait until the story drops. And he called it Air Fuck One. And it was about, that's what they would call Epstein's plane when Bill Clinton was traveling with him. But you know what's really interesting about the whole Epstein thing? So Ghislaine Maxwell gets sent to prison for trafficking women, underage girls, you know, on the behest of Jeffrey Epstein. But in her trial, they never disclosed who she trafficked women to. And it's so fucked. And you're like, wait a minute. So she's gone to prison for trafficking, but who did she traffic women to?
But if she trafficked for Jeffrey Epstein.
But meaning like, you know, when you traffic someone, you're bringing someone from somewhere, you know, from point A to point B.
If I'm trafficking for you, I'll take them to you.
But they never disclosed who she was giving these girls to.
Yeah, but perhaps she didn't know.
Yeah,
They know.
They were going to get her anyway.
What about that religion where they have eight wives?
Mormons.
Yeah, Mormons.
Oh, no, you're talking about Amish.
That's an established
No,
thing.
Not the Amish. The women dress in like long flowered dresses they have long hair. And in Salt Lake.
Yeah. That's like the, but those are like the.
But they're so bad sex.
When you think about it, Jack, when you really put it down to it, organized religions are on the way to being a cult.
Well, yeah. I mean, you look at, what is the prime example? Scientology is declared a religion, but it doesn't get more culty than that. But it's somehow had enough money to where it got religious status. Like, you can essentially pay for it.
But they don't, you know why they're going to religion? If they're a religion, they don't pay tax.
Yep. I now am a religion. I'm now, I identify, but you have to be, I identify as a religion.
But you have to... It's not that easy.
Just for clarification, you know, there are like splinter sects of like the LDS Mormon Church, and those are the ones that believe in polygamy and like multiple child brides.
Well,
and all
the
that.
Guy who ran the one that got busted, he was having sex with all the young girls.
Yes, yeah, but they're like these crazy splintered off groups of like LDS.
It's always it's like this real, you know, go down.
Well, it's just like any religion.
Yeah, I was about to say, there's bad sectors of every single like religion. There's probably bad sectors of Buddhism.
Well, yeah, and well, there is, absolutely. Like, they fully are.
But
there
must, the people who get these people into these cults, they must have a good spiel. Because they...
Well, yeah, but I mean, but to that point, Mum, some of like the really conservative Orthodox Jewish, you know...
Hasidics,
you don't fuck with them. Like, that's some... They ain't messing around.
No, they're not. And they won't talk to you anyway.
No.
Unless you're another Hasidic, they just deaf you.
Yeah. Did you see the guy that filmed himself going into a bank and he said, I identify as a millionaire. I'd like to take out $500,000. And they looked at him and they were like, excuse me?
Him.
And he's like,
who
no,
is he?
I identify as a millionaire and I would like to take out $500,000. And he was having this back and forth with them. And they were like, I'm sorry, sir, you have to leave. Like, this is insane.
He was just
fucking around because, I mean, a lot in our society today, if you identify as something, you know, you think therefore you are.
Yeah.
And so, he was saying, I'm a millionaire, so give me money. Yeah,
that was in the Dave Chappelle, one of his live shows where he said he identified as an Asian person.
So he could make the joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well...
Look, it's right here at the top of the page. I just saw it.
What does it say?
All right, where are we?
Look, current event.
Have you ever found yourself starting to be entrapped in a cult?
Fuck off. I'd beat the shit out of them.
What are your thoughts on the media sensationalizing cults?
I don't really feel like it's the media that does it as much as it is the, like... you love hearing a good story about something it's interesting because you can't get your head around why somebody would literally give up everything and suddenly start having a new fearless leader out of nowhere. Like, what qualifies this person?
There's a guy.
The questions that it leaves unanswered that I think gets people so intrigued.
What was that cult where they had everybody was found in a bunk bed with no shoes on?
Heaven's Gate. And that website, here's the craziest thing. Someone, they don't know who, still maintains the website and it's still up. But anyway, we
wouldn't
talk...
they be able to track the?
It's through some LLC, and they don't know who's running it. It's some weird thing where they think it's one surviving member.
Do you have to register a cult then, or something?
I don't know. No. I don't think so. I think you just start it and just get followers.
But can you imagine what the stink of that place?
I bet you could start a cult. I bet you if you came out and were like, followers, come with me.
No, I wouldn't. Because it's so fucking dangerous.
It's dangerous, but look at all these preachers.
But
John,
that's a cult.
You've got to be some kind of a born again asshole to be a cult leader.
We're going to end on this though. When you're on stage and you're performing in front of 70,000 people, and they're lit, 70,000 people have turned up to see you do your thing, that has to feel a certain kind of way.
I'm not trying to give them a...
It's entertaining them.
I'm not going by 12 o'clock Friday if you don't buy me a fucking new house or...
But you could see, because you have a sane head, but if you were a little bit nuts, right, you could see how could...
But ego can twist... Your ego can make you believe that you are, you know?
Yeah. See, I think televangelism,
where they tell people
to dig deep into your pockets and donate to whatever cause I think that's Tommy cultic.
That's what I was talking about. They are cults, you know, and... Who were the two that
Tammy
got
Faye Baker.
Busted?
Tammy Faye Baker.
Tammy Faye, she was...
And the
sorry.
Other one you wrote the song about.
Jimmy Swaggart,
yeah.
Mm. Forgive...
It's all sex crimes.
Yeah. I mean, it caused him coming out of a fucking brothel. And forgive me, Lord, for I have fucked a curse.
Who was the one that got busted with, like, meth and having with a man?
Oh, that was Chris Burrows, the news guy here.
There was an evangelist guy who got busted smoking meth with a male prostitute in like a motel somewhere in the South.
Oh, no.
Well, anyway, listen, we could talk for literal hours about this. We are unfortunately having to wrap this up because I have to go see Pearl do a recital.
Oh, I'm coming.
Yeah. But I think maybe for the next episode, we might dive into a bit of a true crime thing.
Yeah.
Talk about some of our favorite crimes.
It's been very interesting, this is.
Yeah. My biggest takeaway has been strangling cats and jerking off.
Yeah.
Kelly, what's your takeaway been?
Strangling dicks and masturbating cats.
I'm strangling dicks. Jesus Christ.
I don't have any takeaway.
Okay. Well, on that note, make sure...
I need to go upstairs and look after my baby.
I need a shower, I think. Okay, so if you guys are watching this on YouTube, please click like and subscribe.
You set the tone for this by talking about mom having nuts in her mouth.
You know what? I did not talk about
that.
Yes,
you did.
Please click like and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening this on a podcast, make sure that you tell everyone. And if you want to find this, we are... everywhere where you can get podcasts. So have a good one. Everyone want to sign off? Say bye.
I'm Ozzy saying goodbye for now.
Goodbye, everyone. I hope we didn't confuse you today.
I'm utterly confused.
I came here confused.
I'm just going to go home and cry now. All right, bye.
You started this.
I'm going to find the cat.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.